Hello again, my name is Mark Richardson. I'm a librarian at the Cedar Mill Community Library, and this is another in our series of interviews that were done at Sunset High School between some local immigrants and Sunset High School students. In this interview, you will hear Sitcho Karsa. She originally came from Tibet, but settled in India and eventually made her way here from there. So enjoy.
All right, I'm Casey, and...
I'm Sitcho.
Okay, so where did you come from?
I'm from Tibet.
When did you come to Oregon?
In Oregon, I came in 1997, but I came to the United States in 1993.
Okay. Why did you decide to come to Oregon?
First, I was immigrated. It's something I came through the government. I'm going to tell a little bit like how I came to United States.
Oh, sure.
When the George Bush, not this George Bush, but uh-huh. his dad, the uh-huh. senior George Bush in 1990, he met my spiritual leader, Dalai uh-huh. Lama, and then he said politically he cannot help us, you know. So uh-huh. he said, I'll take 1,000 Tibetan immigration to United States to help. So at that time, our government announced to all the Tibetan living in exile that we have to fill an application, so whoever wants to go need to fill an application, and we have to meet certain
requirements.
Yeah, requirement that we have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it took a month or 2 months for the government to do the paperwork, and then we had a lottery. They were more than 5,000, 6,000. I think it's more than that. I'm not sure the real exact number who applied. But only 1,000 could go. So we, and then on certain day we had a lottery. They had to take 1,000 lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a part of that lottery.
Oh wow!
So I got in lottery. Now, at that time I had my husband and I had a little girl. She was just 2.5 years old. So I cannot bring my family with me. So it's either I should stay in India, that's what I was exiled in India as a refugee. So it's either I stay with my family or I should sacrifice, you know, like leave my family or come to United States. So it was hard for me to decide because at that time my daughter was only 2.5 years old. I don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought it's a good opportunity because later I may not get that opportunity. So me and my husband, we talked about it, and then my husband was telling me, you should go, you know, it's okay that he'll take care of my little girl. So in 1990, we got a visa. They had, I think there was 1,000 Tibetans. They searched for a sponsor across the United States, like every state. So then they sent a group, you know, like first group, like 5 people, second group, like 10 people. So I was the last 14th group. It's not, we cannot choose the state. I cannot say I want to go to New York, or I cannot say I want to go to California. It's something that our government sent us wherever they find a sponsor. But then, we are not recognized as a refugee because politically we are under China.
Mm.
So the government never gave us a refugee status. And they said, you have to be an immigrant. So then we were sent to, sent in Ithaca, New York. You know, the Cornell campus.
Cornell.
I stayed there for 5 years. I went in end of May, when all the students were on vacation, on summer vacation. So there were 6 or 7 of us. So they took us to a Cornell campus, and they gave, since the students were not there, so they gave us a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
To stay that for 2 or 3 months before the student came. So it was free. We don't have to pay the money. They, for the starting, they just gave us $50. You know, just as a pocket money. Then when I came from India to here, all I had was $10 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had some money, but I want my husband and my little girl to
have
them
too.
To use it when they're living there. So I just had $10. And when I came to Ithaca, New York, then the sponsor gave us $50. So we stayed in a campus, and then we looked for a job. That's how I stayed there in 1993.
Okay.
then in 1997, when I knew my husband was going to come through the immigration,
oh, okay.
then I moved to Oregon because Ithaca is a small town and my husband's English is not good. It's hard to get a job. So mm-hmm. I thought it's best if I moved here, there's more opportunity.
Oh, okay.
That's how I came to Oregon.
Okay. What's the biggest challenges that you faced here?
My first, my leaving my family, mm-hmm. my back is hard, and plus everything is new. When I came to Ithaca, New York, it's hard to, I want to do something, I want to study, but it's hard for me to go to school because I need money for mm-hmm. my family to come here. It's hard because of the language, the food, and also when you go into shopping, it's hard, what's really you want, it's hard to mm-hmm. read, so it's kind of challenging.
What was really different about Oregon compared to before you came here?
The Oregon, what I found was, when back in Ithaca, New York, it was, all I see was many culture. I saw more white people.
More diverse.
And it's all college campus. I saw more part of the rich American society over there. I never saw much homeless or people, a kind of clean and not like Portland. In Portland, I saw many culture, and mm-hmm. I saw every store you go, everywhere you go, you kind of see more different culture, more people,
mm-hmm. so
more job,
diversity,
and more different food.
Did you face any prejudice?
Sometimes I do. I do, especially when I go to store, I see, but everywhere I go, even though hard to tell, but I do feel.
Mm-hmm.
But then, that's what the life I expect, when I think it's everywhere, not only in America, but it's everywhere, because I'm in Tibetan, I have no country, wherever I go, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Every country I go, I kind of get adjusted to survive. So, it's something that we have to accept and, don't take negative, just feel positive, that's how the life go. And make sure, I don't do it for the other people.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel will be the same for other people.
Yeah.
So, make sure, you don't do it for other people. And kids should teach your kids the same thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Be positive all the time.
What do you like most about Oregon?
Oregon I like is more of nature. Our family, we always like to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
It's more nature, more animals. And I also like the people, there's more diversity, so I don't feel I'm only the different, I don't feel I'm out because there's different culture. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of like to meet and talk with other people and talk about their culture. And I also like the, mostly it's not a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a small, but it's kind of middle
yeah.
where you,
mm-hmm.
I feel not too busy.
What do you miss most about your native country?
What I need most is the my religion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a monastery where we go and pray, and we have monks. It's something that, in America, the life is so fast. You have no time. Even though I have at home, I have one room set for my altar, the religion, I pray every day, but still then, it's not the same as our country. So
mm-hmm.
that's the part I miss. And my family, I have my parents. So I miss them.
Have you noticed any differences in the education system here in America?
Yes. I like the system in America. I was a refugee in India, so I went to a school over there. And I taught for a while to a school. I taught them maths. What I like about the American system is you don't force the kids, you have to do this. It's something that you tell them you have to do it and make them do the research and make them learn and over here you have more material and you have more sources to study, but over there all you have is the book
mm-hmm.
and you learn from book
uh-huh.
and there's no much, extra material, you have computer, you have
mm-hmm.
Library, you have other you have people coming from other university, from other school to talk, and you do go to the, you're going to research. And I like about university. That's how I see to my daughter, you know, like how she studies. Mm-hmm. When she came here, she was 7.5 years old, and she doesn't know English. She went to ESL class, and she went to school every time. First day she went to school, she came back crying because she doesn't want to go to school because nobody's there to understand her language. And the teacher, she cannot understand what the teacher is telling her, and she never had any friend. Nobody wants to do a friend with her because it's hard to communicate with her. So she doesn't want to go to school. But I keep telling her, it'll be okay, you know, like that's how the life is, you need to struggle. So, and like it took her for a while. Mm-hmm. So, and then like right now I can, she like takes AP classes, she takes honors classes. So I know how she studied is completely different from back. So there is more of research, you know, the kids study by themselves.
Okay.
Not through, you know, just mugging, you know, learning by heart.
Do you ever go back to visit?
No, I went like one time. I went one time back and I went to meet my parents in India. Then we have a more family in Tibet. But it's hard to get a visa. One time, it was like 5-6 years ago, I applied to the Chinese embassy, telling them we haven't met a family for 20 years. And they told, and the embassy person, the Chinese consulate called me and talked to me in Chinese. And then I said, I don't know how to talk in Chinese because I'm Tibet. I told in Tibetan. Then it was a lady and she said, you're from China. How come you don't know how to speak in Chinese language? You need to talk in Chinese. And I said, my parents escaped when I was just a little girl. So I said, I don't know how to speak. Then she was telling, how did you go from China to India? Then I said, I don't know, I was little. Then she said, do you have the paperwork? Like, you know, you have passport. I said, no, I don't have anything. Then she said, if you have the paperwork, I will give you a visa to go to Tibet to visit a family. And I said, I don't have. She said, okay, I'll send your paper back, you know, my application back. She said, you cannot go. So I couldn't go at that time.
Oh, okay.
Then after, I think again I tried one more time, but I couldn't go to Tibet. They never gave me visa. Oh. But I went to Thimphu, that's a little nearer to Tibet. Mm-hmm. And my parents came, and our family came to visit from Tibet to Thimphu.
Oh, okay.
They came to visit us because we could not get in Tibet.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard to get a visa.
Okay.
To go and visit a family, but you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to call them?
Yeah, we call them, but, you know, we call and talk to them once in a while, but not very often because we don't want them to get in trouble, you know, like, because they might be thinking we are talking something else, you know, about politics, but so just say, how are you, you know, is everyone fine?
What's the most important lesson you've learned since coming to Oregon in America?
The first thing I learned about the coming here in this country, what I learned is, you know, you need whatever you want, you need to work hard. You know, if you work hard, you will get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, no matter what work, whatever you think that you're aiming for, you need to work hard to get that. And there is nothing that I'm old, you know, like, I cannot do that. So if you, even, you know, if you want, you have to struggle and you have more freedom. You have more what you call right to talk and tell
like
your view,
so.
You know, like instead of just somebody telling you, you cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can express your freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've learned to do that.
Learned to do that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for the interview.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you're welcome.